Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, Thomas Jefferson rightly said, I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. Oh, he's exactly right. That is a man that is born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3. It truly is, because the life is found in the fight, right? In the sun, not outside of the sun. Read John 14:24, because we'll understand real peace in that fight. It's found in the war. As a matter of fact, Abigail Adams, wife to that of John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, she was right when she said, all honor lies on the battlefield. Huh. I mean, we do understand here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com that men follow courage, not titles, correct? Right? And those that are truly followers of the Christ, you know, the line of the tribe of Judah, the man of war, we're not called, as we follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1, we're not called to be the leader of consensus. No, not at all. We're not called to be the leaders of consensus. We're called to be the molders of consensus. We're called to be molders of consensus. And you can put that up against Proverbs 28, verse 1, too. The Bible is clear when it says, strong is the confidence of those that fear the Lord, Philo, and the righteous are made bold as lions. You know, if you want peace, you're going to have to prepare for war. I'm trying to keep you in the spirit of things here, friends. I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. A famous preacher once said this. He said, I prefer a roaring lion over a silent lion. Why? Because when he's roaring, at least you know where he's at, and at least you know when, then, and to whom you should attack. You know, the Chinese have, in contrast to what I'm sharing with you now, they have a saying that when we're quietest, we're strongest. You know, what's interesting about what I'm sharing with you even now is that the American people have been led to believe that their enemies are without when, in fact, they're within. Put that up against Numbers 32:23. That's why I say to you that if you prefer and understand dangerous freedom, you'll rejoice in living that life over that of peaceful slavery. But there's many that love the slavery and the chains in which they've been bound with. In so many different ways. We all know the story of that of Harriet Tubman. They called her the Black Moses. She used to be a slave. I mean, you want to talk about a woman. They called her the Black Moses, as a matter of fact. You want to talk about a woman of God in a big way? When she broke free of her master at the plantation, she went from plantation to plantation telling other slaves that they are now free. It's called the Emancipation Proclamation during that time era. Many of them didn't want to listen to her, and many did. And again, at the end of her life, a reporter approached her and asked her the question, so ma'am, I'm curious. It's been said that you freed 1,000 slaves. And Harriet Tubman, in her spiritual understanding, said this. She said, yes, I freed 1,000 slaves. And she said, I would have freed 1,000 more had they known that they were slaves, Americans. Do you prefer dangerous freedom over that of peaceful slavery? Because I do. Man, again, when I say this, I can't reiterate the point enough to say that life is found in the fight. The first sermon, if you want to call it. I'm not a pastor. Some of you people out there need to get a clue and ask the Lord for a little discernment. Bradley Dean is not a pastor in any sense of the word. But it was interesting that when I first got saved, the first message the Lord ever gave me was, it's got to be a terrible place to be when you're just a spectator. Isn't it interesting, the American people today, they love to go to their favorite sports arenas. Let's just take football, for example. And isn't it interesting when the quarterback makes a mistake or one of the players on their favorite team makes a mistake, they're the first ones to sit up on the balcony, right, in their chairs, and do what? Complain about their players. And that's all they know how to do is complain about them. But they know to do nothing about correcting the problem. No, they just sit in judgment of those players that are actually on the field. Boy, it's really gotta, let me say it this way, suck to be a spectator in life. You know, a lot of people right before they pass, 70, 80 years old, 90 years old, they're asked the question before they die, you know, if there's anything that you could do, what is it that you would redo? You know what the number one of three answers is? I wish I would have taken more chances. See, in order to take more chances, you have to be fearless. And guess what? Evil is powerless in the face of the fearless. Okay? Let me take it this way. Folks, I'm telling you what, I'm just going from the left to the right here by the Holy Ghost. You know, it's interesting that when we look abroad into the arena of life, there's so far and few between that understand or even have a clue as to what I'm saying. For me to sit behind this microphone for the last 17 years for an hour a day, and yes, I am the one that asked for 1 hour and 1 hour only once I knew this was what I was called to do. Because if I had 3 hours a day, I couldn't be out there with the people. Because payday for me is to be out there with the people. Put that up against Luke 19:10 and Matthew 4:19 when you get a moment. And understanding our call and the commands and the mandates, Mark 16:15. I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery in so many different ways. And I'm telling you what, folks, the war's already started. You're in the middle of the war, and either you're going to get active or you're going to be kicked to the wayside. And what am I talking about right now? I'm just thinking about Scripture in the book of Thessalonians, where it says, I'm going there because I want to give you the exact quote. For the mystery of iniquity, friends, lawlessness doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let. Until he be taken out of the way. Doesn't say anything about the righteous being taken out of the way, does it? No. It talks about those that just allow things to go their way, right? And expecting God to do for them what God has commanded them to do, right? What does it say? It says, only he will now letteth, will let, until he be taken out of the way. I've got much to share with you, friends. Just shooting from the hips. This was on my heart, and I'm telling you what, it's just going from the right to the left. I feel like I'm on a tight wire right now. And it's like, okay, Lord, where are we going? What are we doing? But he knows best. 1-866-582-9933. Got much to share. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Oh, man, I got to just tell you, folks, I had 70,000 people watching me yesterday, and I am so pleased on my Facebook account right now. I have about 106 out of 767,000 friends. Our Rumble account is growing 100 per week subscriptions. Okay, isn't this crazy how this just is so blatant as to their censorship? Because they don't want you to have the information that we're giving you. But again, we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God. Folks, I want to say this really quick before we start rocking this show really quick for you that are discouraged in so many different ways. I want to tell you something. It's been said by a Roman that there's no worse death than the end of hope. I just have one question for you. Where is your hope? Where are your eyes fixed upon? Who is it that you trust, the arm of the flesh or the Spirit of God? Because when it's the Spirit of God, again, I've shared with this with my listeners and watchers over, or viewers over a million times, literally over the last 17 years. We're called to be more than conquerors through Him that loved us. And we have the faith of the Son of God, 1 John 5, verse 4, that overcomes this world. And it tells us in 1 John 4:4 that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. I want to tell you this. With Scripture before your eyes, feed on the bread of life and you will overcome. And you will have hope. You will have a joy as you bear the cross, Hebrews 12. Okay? And there's no getting away from it. Feed on the Word of God. There's two dogs. They're in a ring. They're going to fight to the death. Which one's going to win? I ask you. I can tell you. The one that you feed the most. Feed on the bread of life, and you will overcome. Period. I didn't promise you that. The Lord God promised you that, and it's true. Regardless of our scenario and where we're at in the present today. Okay? Tie a knot and hang on. Tie a knot and hang on. Folks, what we're talking about today is I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. Okay? I want to show you how California is rocking it right now. This is great. I'm behind the eight ball just a couple days on this because I had other things that I wanted to share with you. But again, I want you to see this for yourself as to what's happening. I want you to hear and see the voice of the American people. And by the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, please do stick to the topic. We're going to be covering many today. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm going to show you, those that understand, I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. And who are they? The ones that are out there fighting the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. You ready for this? We call this one Mama Bear. Actually, I think Tim called her and named her Mama Bear. But this is in California. Listen to the voice of the people that the mainstream media once again means to silence.
It's in my shirt. It says Mama, and I'm a Mama Bear. And I know
she called herself a Mama Bear. Forgive me.
And no one's going to mess with us. That's right. So, I'm a resident of Encinitas, born and raised.
GCN, can you turn it up a bit, please?
I'm simply here to tell you to unmask our children. We're done begging. In fact, we're done asking for permission.
That's right.
We are going to be unmasking our children today.
That's right.
The pandemic is over. The parents are done. We're done asking you, public servants, for permission. We are done. You can all wear your masks. In fact, you can wear two masks and three masks. You can wear gloves. You can have plexiglass. You can do whatever you need to do to keep you safe. But we, the parents, believe we have a choice for our children. And I don't know who you think you are, that you think
Amen.
You have more of a say than us, the parents, mm-hmm. and our doctors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who any of you think you are. I really don't.
That's right.
It ends today.
That's right.
We are declaring our freedom tonight. We do not consent to the lies, fear-mongering, and abuse. You all know it's abuse. This is tyrannical leadership, poor leadership. None of you are willing to stand up for our children. This is why we are all here tonight, because we're fed up. We're done asking permission. We're done playing games. The pandemic is over. We are done. Andre, we're done. See the chairs that you're sitting in? We own those chairs.
That's right.
You see these lights? We pay for them.
That's right.
Not you.
That's right.
I'm going to let you know. Emily, you're up in 2022. Greg, you're up in 2022. Marla, you're up in 2022. And Jody, you're up in 2024. I know that myself, I would love to run for school.
Your time is over. Do you think this woman understands the price of freedom? She's beginning to. Because she's going and confronting the city board and telling them, your time is over. Now, where she is, she's falling short here, for a better way of saying it, and a nice way of saying it, is the fact that she's going to wait for one more year to go ahead and let those city board officials, as they like to be called, go ahead and continuously transgress the U.S. Constitution. Now, you don't wait for the cycle to return, friends, and give them a year or two before they're voted out of office. No, that's why we have provision found in the U.S. Constitution that when they lie or they commit a misdemeanor or the smallest infractions, you remove them now. Just like a cop would when he finds out one of the constituents is actually breaking the law. He doesn't wait for a later date to prosecute them or to have them to be removed or ask them to quit committing the crimes that they're committing. No, he enforces that law. And Americans, you are that law. And this woman in San Diego, Mama Bear, tells the school board, I'm sorry, you're done with. You're done with. And what you need to understand, Mama Bear, if you just happen to be watching, is you need to peruse the U.S. Constitution to find out that you can have them removed now. And if they've committed crimes, you can prosecute them as well. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. So, let's go to another individual in this particular case. Now, listen, I don't want to put a stain on this guy's character, but I've seen some stuff that I really like from him, and then I've seen other stuff where it's like, are you kidding me kind of stuff, okay? And it wasn't his teaching, it was his judgment concerning politicians and what he was advocating for and what he believed. Some of the stuff that he believed that he was going along with kind of took me back a little bit, okay? So I'm not going to put a stain on this man's character. I'm going to do my best to hold back on that. His name is John MacArthur, okay? Do you remember during this whole pandemic, he basically mocked the whole thing taking place in the United States of America in so many different words? He did it in a very diplomatic way, in a proper sense, in a righteous sense. Do you remember how he started to read off and we played the audio videos for you over and over and over again, and the congregants were laughing at it because it was so ridiculous? Well, folks, you need to understand that your enemies are irrational. They're irrational. And when you get to the point where you're dealing with irrationality, you have to bring in the law, okay? Well, this is what happened. And what am I talking about? Well, John MacArthur's church, because he didn't bend the knee, he didn't burn, did he? No, he won the day. California, L.A. County to pay $800,000 in settlement with John MacArthur's church over COVID lockdowns. Wow! Isn't that crazy? The state of California and Los Angeles, California have agreed to pay $800,000 in legal fees to settle their lawsuit with John MacArthur's church over COVID-19 lockdown rules. See, friends, what they didn't expect, and this is what your enemy banks on, they don't expect that you're going to know the law that they are violating. John MacArthur knew the law, his attorneys knew the law, and they took it to the lawless. And because they took it to the lawless, guess what happened? They won the day. See, these are people that understand and prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. They weren't going to put up with it. They wanted their freedoms, and therefore, what did they do? They fought for it. Until what? They received the end of their faith, even the salvation of their soul. Liberation from sin or transgression. Okay? MacArthur's Grace Community Church of Sun Valley had been involved in months of legal battles with state and local officials over his refusal, Romans 12:21, to adhere to ongoing lockdown restrictions. Amen. Praise God. If I was preaching in John's church right now, they'd all be shouting me down saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. See, this is what happens when people take the fight, they take the game, and they shove it right back down the throat of their enemies. Over and over and over again, firsthand experience throughout the United States, doing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of high schools, we knew that the law was on our side. And it is on our side in public schools, in public settings, in churches, wherever we may go. We understand the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And so does John MacArthur. And the victory has been proven because the fight has been fought and it's been won. And by the way, this is not the first victory. We've had a victory in Louisiana. We've had a victory in California. We have had victories all over the United States of America where the preachers actually trusted God and they bent not the knee to the tyrant. Look what happens, Americans, when they fight the good fight of faith. They win the day. Why? Because they prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The search is on for a suspect in a school shooting in North Carolina. Forsyth County Sheriff Bobby Kimbrough saying the search for the suspect is active and ongoing in Winston-Salem. He confirmed the victim was a student. The local superintendent saying many surrounding schools are on lockdown as a result of what happened at Mount Tabor High School. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley held a press conference on Wednesday to discuss the end of the Afghan mission at the Pentagon. Austin saying he does not know what will happen next in respect to the Taliban now having control of Afghanistan.
I'm immensely proud of what our troops have done to this point, and it's hard to predict where this will go in the future with respect to the Taliban.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Millions in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast are being warned that Ida is bringing potentially deadly and damaging flash flooding. Some spots could be hit with up to 8 inches of rain, while terrain is largely soaked already due to Hurricane Henri's recent downpour, and some rivers are near their flood level. The National Weather Service is forecasting the remnants of Ida will remain in the area this afternoon, with the heaviest rainfall occurring overnight. Flash flood watches are in effect. A new law in Texas takes effect today.
Legislation banning abortions after 6 weeks is now the law in Texas. The U.S. Supreme Court did not act on an emergency request to stop the law from taking effect by midnight Tuesday. The law allows private citizens to sue abortion providers. Abortion providers say that if it remains law, it would block the vast majority of abortion patients from obtaining services in Texas. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
But Bradley Dean, we're under the control of the globalists. We're under the control of the globalists, Bradley. How dare you preach the word of God? How dare you follow the Christ? You can't do that. You can't ride the high hills of the land. Isn't it interesting how biblically ignorant people are? If you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. The face of the Lord will be set against your enemies from before you. Whoa. Is this like scripture? Yeah, it really is. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble you. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and they shall flee before thee seven ways. Oh, my goodness. Is this the word? Yep, let your judgments run down like water, and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies, Lord. Amos 5:24. You mean in Psalm 18? King David actually said, by my God, I'll go through a troop, and by my God, I'll leap over a wall. The Lord has given me the necks of my enemies that they're no longer able to rise. Yep, that's right. Right? Yeah, it's there. Deuteronomy 28, under the blessings, also talks about, and the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you, not you afraid of them. You got this backwards. That's the spirit of fallen man. That is reprobate. That is a false grace. Okay? I'm going to counter that in just a moment. I'm going to get over here to Dan, calling in from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Dan?
Hey, Bradley. How you doing today? Hey,
I'm doing okay. Are you going to let me answer? Are you going to let me answer, Dan, or what?
Oh yeah, sorry,
buddy. I'm doing okay, Dan. How are you doing?
I am fantastic, praise the Lord. But hey, I got a couple points, and I don't know, the Mama Bear video you shared. Did you see the end of that? That got shared on my feed from a Dan Bongino piece. Did you see what Dan Bongino said after that?
No.
Okay, let this sink in. Dan Bongino said, I know with everything going on in Afghanistan, this really is secondary.
Yeah, of course. He's distraction. He's controlled opposition. Listen, I'm not, Dan, I just need to reiterate this because when I talk about the conservatives of the day, you're going to get these uneducated fools thinking within themselves that I'm just trying to put their light out and make mine brighter. That's not what I'm doing. Jesus told us to be aware of these people. Be aware of them in Mark 8:15. The religious hypocrites too. Dan Bongino is doing nothing more, just like Candace Owens, just like Charlie Kirk, just like Glenn Beck, just like Sean Hannity, just like your favorite talking heads of the day, both in the church for the most part, and for the most part, not all of them, and for the most part, the conservatives of the day are doing nothing but fueling the narrative of divide and conquer, and it's the political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. Dan Bongino is one of the prime examples of what I'm talking about. Exactly spot on as what is wrong with this country. He pulled away from what matters the most in their own country. He was distracted. Just like I said, Dan, the conservatives of the day are now distracted concerning what's going on over in Afghanistan, and that's all it was a distraction to get your eyes off of what's going on here where the American people are under attack. That's all it was. But say on, Dan.
Well, exactly. And that goes back to something else that before this, a real good friend of mine, you know, he follows the Republican moniker to a T.
Yeah.
But he told me, he goes, you know, it's really a shame what's going on in Afghanistan. He goes, now them poor women are going to have to start covering their face again. And I told him, I said, are you kidding me? I said, they're muzzling up children in the United States, and you're concerned about women putting on a mask in Afghanistan. And I know it's not right they have to wear a mask. But the point is, they don't look at anything that's going on here. Because, you know, it just doesn't seem important. Well, who cares if the kid's got to wear a mask? It's just a mask.
Yeah. I'm with you, Dan. I mean, and again, I want to make clear, I'm in total agreement with what you just said, Dan. Totally. And I usually am, and I think we always have been on the same page. But what I'm trying to say here is the people that are watching and listening right now, I'm not capping on them. I'm not degrading them. I'm telling you that they are the ones that are fueling the narrative to divide the American people more than those that you complain about, because they should know better. They're not making reference to the Bible, to the law, to bring about the resolve that everybody complains about. Nope. These are the ones that are strengthening the establishment that so many declare that they're sick and tired of. It is the modern day conservative that is the problem. And these favorite talking heads of many people across the country, notice no censorship. Notice their YouTube pages are up. Notice their Twitter accounts are still up. Notice that they have no obstacles in their way. Why? Because, again, they're not a threat to the establishment that everybody's complaining about. And if that doesn't prove the point, I can't help you. Really, I can't. I'll give you the final say, Dan.
Okay. This is a little bit off topic, but it probably won't surprise some people. But my dog used to go to a lot of these different people. But ever since they've been vaccinated, my dog won't get within 3 feet of these people. My dog can sense a vaccinated person, and she's like, nope.
Really?
She walks away. So you know how dogs can detect cancer and everything. So these people are obviously releasing spike proteins or something, because, like I said, my dog used to love to run up to certain people, and now she just totally avoids them, and they're puzzled by it. And I always ask, I'm like, are you vaccinated? And they look at me, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm safe. And I'm like, come out to my dog. She runs from the vaccinated. I know it's kind of funny, but, you know, it's just bizarre that you know, I got a 14-year-old Jack Russell, and she will not go near a vaccinated person.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy, but I think people are catching on. That's the good news. What, 14 months later, Dan, the world's in an uproar, and they're just catching on here in the United States of America. It sickens me. It's shameful.
and there's no excuse as to why we're on the tail end of this dog right now when we should have been, in fact, the ones leading up these defiant protests against tyranny on a global basis, because if we'd have took responsibility in doing so, it would have stopped right away, and it would have stopped globally. What's happening? The world's now teaching us, and we're the ones that are supposed to be the light of the world. Shame on us for doing and tolerating such crimes as we have in this country in so many different fronts. Thanks for the call, Dan. I totally appreciate it. And by the way, there's many more conservatives, speaking of which, that are a part of the problem in a big way. They say some good things, but I'm telling you what, friends, constitutionally and biblically, they're ignorant, because if they were actually looking for the resolve, which many of them are not, in fact, what they're doing is they're actually getting wealthy off the crimes that they magnify 24/7 off of their sponsors, their golden calf. Matter of fact, I have one right in front of me right now. Again, I'm not demeaning her, but here's Liz Wheeler, and this is her show, but I just want you to check this out just for a moment, kind of piggyback as to what Don was just saying from Ohio really quick, and you tell me as to where the resolve is in this conversation. I'll just let it go for a short amount of time. Check this out. Okay.
Porter, he used to report on Big Pharma for the New York Times. I think he worked there for 10 years. This last year and a half, Berenson has been essentially the leader. He's been certainly the most courageous reporter, reporting what he calls the unreported truths about COVID-19. He's talked about vaccine mandates. He's talked about PCR tests. He's talked about death counts. He's talked about the efficacy of masks, all from a perspective of science. And I know all the experts claim that they're talking from a perspective of science, but Alex Berenson has actually looked at the scientific studies. He's picked apart methodology where it's been faulty, and he has, I mean, he's done a fabulous job. I think very highly of Alex Berenson's work. I've read all of his books that he's put out. Twitter, up until about a month ago, basically left him alone. Berenson was even in contact with a point person at Twitter who said, listen, regardless of whether we agree with you, you're not violating any of our terms of service. You know, you're not even on our list of people that we're looking at for their COVID disinformation efforts or whatever Twitter is calling it. Until recently, about a month ago, Berenson's tweets started getting smacked with a label of, this is misleading information, and this is false, and here's a click this link to see the truth.
Okay, so what we have here is, okay, so I'm watching the Liz Wheeler show, and the highlight right here is new leaked documents show California Democrats are secretly planning massive vaccine mandates. Hey, this is the information they bring to you, okay? They never talk about the Republicans lawfully dealing with what they call the Democrats, do they? No, they don't. See, this is how they make their money, friends, many of them. This is how they make their money. I can't reiterate it enough. Matter of fact, I'm just going to go to Liz Wheeler real quick, and I'm going to see if her YouTube page is still rolling. And I'll bet you it probably is. And guess what, friends? It is. And so she's got, well, here, this is about Liz. And again, we're just doing this because this is live radio. And I want to make sure that I can answer every question or comment that's made so everybody can understand as to how the game is played. Okay, so I don't know what's going on here right now, but I guarantee you Liz Wheeler on YouTube, okay, I'm going there right now. And if she's not, because she's just highlighting some guy right now that's telling the truth, and now he's being censored. Well, here, let me bring it here. Well, how come Liz, you're not being censored? How come Candace Owens isn't being censored? How come Glenn Beck isn't being censored? How come Rush Limbaugh wasn't being censored? How come Dan Bongino is not being censored? Huh? Folks, why? Only you can answer that question, and there's a common sense answer. Why are they not being censored? Because they're not a threat to the establishment. Let me just say that again. Because they're not a threat to the establishment that everybody's complaining about. Okay? So if they're not a threat to the establishment, then can I ask you, for goodness sakes, what are you listening to them for? Are they not the ones fueling the narrative that's destroying your country on so many different fronts? Of course they are. Of course they are. I'm on YouTube right now, Liz Wheeler. It looks like she's got a couple hundred thousand subscribers. How come she's still on YouTube? Why is it every time I go back to YouTube for one or two shows, all of a sudden I'm banned for misinformation
that Liz Wheeler and the conservatives of the day, like Dan Bongino and the such, are unwilling to give you, because it's what confronts them. John 7:7, friends, check it out. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Understand. Listen, it's these people that we're talking about right now. Keep in mind, in John 19:15, I'm going to keep driving this. Dan brought up a good point. Okay, it's the conservatives of the day, along with the religious hypocrites in John 19:15, that were saying, "Crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar." Dan from Ohio just said on the radio, friends, as he called in, and he said, Dan Bongino said, what's going on here is not as important concerning this mother that I played, Mama Bear, confronting this school board in San Diego. I played it during the first segment. Dan Bongino said that that is not as important as to what's going on over in Afghanistan. If you remember right when this came up, what did I tell you? The conservatives took the bait. The fake right. Someone just said on social media platforms, the fake right. That's exactly what they are. Because if they were the right, there wouldn't be a left. I don't know how to say it more clear than that. That is fantastic revelation. Lord, thank you for it. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. But what do? You've accepted, so many people have accepted, these conservatives of the day, the fake right, to sit there and do nothing but magnify the crimes of the bad guy. Well, they're making millions of dollars off of their sponsors, and they're riding off the stupidity of the backs of those that are buying from their sponsors.
sponsors, their golden calf. Well, here, let me show you what's going on right now. I just want to highlight this. And then, oh, by the way, I was also thinking of Ben Shapiro as another one. He's a total antichrist. It's interesting how Ben Shapiro and Candace Owens, who just came out of nowhere, who fuel that narrative, that establishment narrative, more than anybody does. And it's interesting how they're invited to congressional hearings. Isn't that interesting? They're invited to the people's White House. Isn't that interesting how that works? It sounds like they're a part of the team, doesn't it? Well, Ben Shapiro, yes, they say good things. You know, yep, they're smart people. Candace Owens, she's a smart lady. She's made it a fashion show now, concerning herself somehow. But it's interesting how they're highlighted. Because they're not a threat to the establishment. Well, let me go back to what Dan said about Dan Bongino. Folks, in America is where the warfare is. The mainstream media is trying to divert your attention away from what's going on here over there. They want your eyes on Afghanistan right now. By the way, as they're shipping these Afghanis over into America, into Wisconsin, a state over from where I'm at, Michigan as well, and across the United States. Yesterday we talked about 35 jihadi camps. But don't worry about that. Don't worry about what's going on here, said Dan Bongino. No, just worry about what's going on over in Afghanistan. By the way, I would love to do nothing more than have a conversation with a Dan Bongino, a Candace Owens, a Ben Shapiro, a Mark Levin. Sean Hannity, I like Sean, but he's still wrong about a lot of stuff that he feeds the people, okay? Love to have a conversation with a Mark Levin. Folks, throw the fleece out there. Get him to call in. Because I would love nothing more than just to have a common sense conversation with him and ask him some elementary questions concerning the U.S. Constitution. And I'll tell you what, that is why they won't get on here. That is why these people can't stand guys like me, because I am going for the heart of the issue and exposing them for who they are. They are not who they claim to be, because if it was true, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in today. Now, listen, while Dan Bongino is talking about what's important right now going on over in Afghanistan, I want you to see this. The Beltway just reported COVID quarantine camps inside the CDC's plan to intern people for the greater good. But they want you to keep your eyes on what's going on over in Afghanistan. Folks, don't play the fool. If you would just simply follow the lead in the sense of who we follow here, we're always going to be 10 steps ahead of the game. And we always have been by the Holy Ghost, who shows us things to come, who teaches us all things and guides us into all truth, who gives us perfect knowledge of every circumstance and opportunity that comes before us. Okay? That's not Bradley. That's the Christ. That's the fruit of Christianity, right? The Bible says he'll show us things to come. With that said, friends, and furthermore, your faith is not to be found in the wisdom of men, right? It's to be found in the demonstration in the Spirit of the God, living God, 1 Corinthians 2:5. So I just want to show you this. This is what the conservatives of the day, the fake right, as my friend on social media platforms just rightly pointed out, the fake right is distracting you away from what matters at home. You're under attack, Americans. You're under attack. Now listen, we started the show off with this. I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. I want to get to this very quickly. And what I want to do is I just want to address the people that say we are under the control of the globalists. Okay? Now, why do you have to do that? I don't know. It just makes me feel better, friends, just to pull the rug on the biblical illiteracies so people can actually find true hope in Christ. That is my job, in fact. Read Malachi 2:6 when you get a moment. Check this out, friends. I think you're going to enjoy it. We are under the control of the globalists, say the biblical illiterates, okay? Check this out. Enjoy. We are under the control of the globalists. And the globalists are sadly mistaken. You are only under the control of the people that you submit to. The socialists, the Zionists, the Masons, the Illuminati, Council on Foreign Affairs, Skull and Bones, Satanists, the CIA, the FBI, ETC, you name it. The foolish people of today are suggesting or insinuating that these groups of people are somehow in control of the rest of us. These people constantly highlight what it is that these groups, allied with hell, are doing to us and what it is that they are going to do to us in the future. For as much as these wicked men and women would love to take credit for having all power over the lives of others, as if to suggest that they are somehow God, I'm here to say that they and others that believe these lies are sadly mistaken. And those only add strength to tyranny by proclaiming it to be so. And at length, it is paralyzing men by using the fear of man and the fear of consequence, which is only diabolical. We are to fear God, not men, nor are we to take counsel from our fears. Psalm 22, verse 28 tells us, "For the kingdom is the Lord's, and He is the governor among the nations." If in America today you can't see the obvious taking place, which is that judgment is turned backwards, where men in both the pulpits and politics, along with their followers, have now magnified the crime in omitting the law instead of magnifying the law against the crime and establishing righteousness through judgment. In other words, we have the blind leading the blind directly into the ditch. We are inundated with lies that are magnified over the truth, which is only temporary, by the way, and that the devil is somehow said to be all-powerful and is in control over the Most High God and His children is ludicrous. However, I'm here to tell those that you are sadly mistaken. Though we know the mainstream media that covers for these global conspirators, they would love for you to believe that they are what you want them to believe that they are, and they are not. One must remember that these are but mere men that will bow their knees just like the rest of us and answer to their Creator just like the rest of us for every thought and deed, again, just like the rest of us. Their riches will not profit them in the day of wrath, nor are they able to save their own souls. Psalm 22, verse 29, "And they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship, and they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul." How can one be a Christian and not see the Lord's willingness to do for us as He did for the likes of Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, David, Gideon, Samson, and the rest of them? The Lord said in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things in which thou knowest not." If you go to Deuteronomy 10, 17, it says, "For the Lord your God is God of gods, and the Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God." And furthermore, Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me." And wasn't it Jesus that said, "Greater works will you do than I did because I go to my Father"? So therefore, there's no excuse on the behalf of those that call themselves Christians, because we are to understand clearly that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. People are simply where they are today because of that which they have submitted themselves to. Nothing more and nothing less.
So that's a great way to end the show right there, friends, because we are in the last minute. The people on this globe are where they are at because of whom they submitted themselves to. If you submit yourself to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, you're not going to fear the face of man. You're not going to bend the knee to the tyrant. Just ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. No. You're going to be on the offensive, and you're going to take it to the enemy, and you're going to win the day. And why, Bradley? Because the law is on your side. And first and foremost, if you're in Christ, you have Him on your side. And as John Knox, the great prophet from Scotland, rightly said, a man with God is always in the majority. So Americans, let me tell you this to be true. What Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, said was true, and it is true today, as it was back then. "I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery." Get on the battlefield, because again, friends, that is in fact where all honor lies. No question about it. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. Deeds, not words. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.